The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
It's been absolutely devastating to have talked to so many mothers who've had to bury their children. It's something that should never happen.
You're the answer to the challenge that you're going to see unfold right in front of you. Because the crisis and the need is great, perhaps greater than ever. You're not wishful thinking. You are the perfect answer.
Next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I thank God for the opportunity of talking to you. Betty, I thank our friends, and I know if they watch us very often, they've heard me say it, you're the most beautiful manifestations. This is my opinion, and it's based upon what you do, what we watch you do. By the way, for some of you, this might be the first time you've tuned in. Well, don't check out, because I promise you, this program is going to put you in a place or you can become the greatest miracle some people have ever seen. By the way, some of you may be asking God for a miracle. I mean, God knows we've kind of marched through hell with all the pandemic and the effects and all the tension, dissension, and anger and hate. And only God can cure that. And it's only the body of Christ, the church, that can overcome the effect of the gates of hell. Jesus said that. But I want to say something to all of you right now, and I would just say this. So let me just kind of lean in right here and just talk to you. I'm glad you're watching. Many of you say, I feel like you're in the room with us. Well, I wish I was. And you got to know this. If you have been a prayer supporter of Life Outreach and putting God's arms around the most overlooked people many times on the planet, the most forgotten, never noticed, the most desperate, the least of these. If you've helped us do that, it's one of the greatest manifestations of God's love you'll see. That's what Jesus says, that this is as important as anything that ever happens. And when you do it to these least of these, you're doing it to me directly. You receive ministry from me, Jesus says, but you're ministering to me. But please hear me. If I were in the room with you, I think I would take a knee. I'd drop down on the knee. I actually believe I would. And hope that all of you in the family are where I'm looking right into your faces. And I would say, can I tell you thank you? When I say to you that you became a miracle of prayer support to us in our ministry, when you're trying to reach out to the least of these on the many times other side of the world, in the desolate places, in difficult circumstances that have been increased by the pandemic, we're saying, God, we're trying to keep them from dying, and now it's multiplied, and if we don't have the help, we can't do anything. But you were the miracle of all miracles. You said, we're not leaving them. It wouldn't matter. We're not leaving you and Betty. Thank God. I believe, Betty, they didn't want to leave us. I believe you do love us, and I believe you prayed for us, and we know it, and our family knew it. But the thing is, you didn't leave what God called us to do. You kept so faithfully. And some of you beyond anything, and it does need to continue because the crisis and the need is great, perhaps greater than ever. But you were so faithful and so amazing. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Thank you in behalf of all the people you put God's arms around and became their miracle. Betty, what do you think about these people?
Well, James couldn't have expressed it any better than, we love you so much. Thank you for your faithfulness in all the struggles we've all experienced in the last months. Thank you for being faithful to what God called you to do in regards to this ministry, helping all the children all over the world. They appreciate it, I know.
You know, Betty and I are in our late 70s, and I got to say this quick, because if I don't, I'll just weep. We said goodbye to a lot of our friends. Maybe we would have said goodbye without the pandemic, but took some of them pretty quick. Some of them very well-known Christian leaders. Gary McSpadden with the Gaithers, really their first lead singer. Big John Hall. Oh, I could just go on and on. my oldest board member of trustees, saved in our crusade back in the 70s. I don't know where you are, but I just say, God, for everyone watching us right now that has a broken heart, maybe they're in the battle for their own health, would you pour a miracle on them? And Lord, if it needs to be a miracle of peace and comfort, give it to them.
Yes.
Give it to them. In Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. You ask us to pray for you, you better know we do. You talk about a staff that is the body of Christ and a picture of Jesus' love, it's Life Outreach Staff. We love you. Betty, we're going to ask all of our wonderful viewers to just take a quick look. You're going to see a big round truck tire. And you'll find out what it's for. Now, here's the thing I want you to hear. You're the answer to the challenge that you're going to see unfold right in front of you. You're not wishful thinking. You are the perfect answer. Just like you want the perfect answer for the COVID. But whatever challenges you or your family right now, it may just need the flood of God's peace and His comfort. But watch, because you are God's answer to the challenge you see.
James, Betty, you've been around the world. You have seen some of these water sources that are just contaminated with all kinds of feces and garbage and dirt. You've seen where these people are trying to drink from to bring life to their family, when in reality, they're bringing death. Right here?
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
So this is a well. As you can see.
Wow, that's way down.
Yeah, it's very deep.
But there's no water. I don't see.
There is just a little water.
It's just a little bit.
It's just a little.
We've even heard stories this week of children who have died from drinking this water. Quintino, you have a big job. We have viewers back home.
Okay.
They love to help people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know these are real people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're drinking disease-infested water.
Yeah.
And I want to ask the viewers today to please take it to heart. God can use us together to stop the death.
James and Betty, we thank you for sending your team here in Zambia. We will pray hard that you can also spread it to the world where they need clean water. Thank you.
You know, I know so many of those missionary workers or village overseers like that gentleman. I just loved his accent. I wish I could hug you. I know with COVID you'd say you can't. We'll probably arrest you if you hug somebody. God, he's looking out at James and Betty because he just heard we love people. And he knows that the people who watch Life Today love people because they love God. And you really are the answer. We can give them a well. Betty, that's not just wishful thinking, is it?
No, it's not. We can help them. We can make the difference in life and death in these children's lives. I watched as that mother's heart was truly broken. She did all she could do. She offered her baby all that she had, a little sugar and a little salt. But it didn't save her life. What she needed was pure, clean water, not the contaminated water, which is all that they have. So please join with us. Let's continue to reach out and offer hope to them through the water wells.
I want to ask you just very, very personally right now to just say, God, what will you enable me to do? What can love do through me? You're going to go in just a moment with our son, Randy, that you see with Sheila Walsh. You're going to see Randy and Sheila where they have literally marched into hell and death for a heavenly cause, for life. And as we listen to them, I can't help but think that our son Randy, that you'll be listening to and you watch, is now the father of his first grandson, a great grandson for us. Randy always understood well the value and preciousness of every life. I want you to listen to Randy and Sheila, that I think you respect, as they, I believe, express as clearly as possible the love of God, the compassion of Christ, and the legitimate concern for others that only love can meet. It's love that will not fail in these situations. Watch closely and prayerfully.
It's been absolutely devastating to see how hard these people work to get water, and it's not a clean source of water. To have talked to so many mothers who've had to bury their children, it's something that should never happen.
I'm so sorry.
This is water that will kill you. This is death water.
Hi, Pat Bong Clap Badai, Nung Bong Kemun. Hi, Kanang, Pok Yuan Tong at the Luak. Pok Lia Chu Tok San. Hi, Kanang. Khoen Ke Tok Pran Tiet, my Pia Taja Bato Tiet.
This is not water that you can live from. We have to do as much as we can. Help us take the gospel. Help us demonstrate the gospel as we bring them water for life.
Dad, just let me make something real clear. We don't show you that because we know it's sad and heart-touching. We love those children with the love of God. I watch my wife banging around in the trucks because she could always ride on the little jump seats until she herniated her back to the point that had she not been able to lay flat down, she would have been paralyzed. And I watched how we just went all over that for 20, more than 20, 25 years, just putting God's arms of love around the forgotten. And how viewers of Life Today enabled us to continue doing it effectively, more and more effective. And right now we can drill 350 miracle wells to give life to those people. Betty, what's going on inside of you as a mom, a grandmother, a great-grandmother?
You know, I have to take a couple of deep breaths, because when I look at that precious little girl, and her heart is so broken, she realizes that her sister and her brother will not be there anymore. Why? Because, simply because of the water they had to drink, the diseased water that's all they had, the only source they had. It doesn't have to happen again. Please join with us. Let's make the difference. Let's let them continue to be able to enjoy each other and play together.
You know, Betty, I've prayed many times when we're talking to you. Would you, Lord, let me live to see the day when every single person watching and hearing and seeing a need would say, I'll do something. I could give a cup of water. I remember a couple sitting where I was talking about helping others, and I said, you know, maybe God raises up somebody who could give 10 water wells. So he turned to his wife and said, we can do it. And they gave $50,000 that night. I'm saying, God, if there are people who can do that, then God, give them the joy of doing it. Let their heart leap that they can be a miracle in so many different places that they could drill all those wells, 10 wells and maybe 20 wells or whatever you can do. But here's the thing. We find great joy, and many of our viewers say, we make it a goal to drill a well. That's $4,800. But here's the thing I want you to know. $48, think about what I'm saying. $48. When you break it out to the average people reached, you'll be giving 10 people water the rest of their life. I mean, think about it. Just multiply this so simply. 144, 30 people. You're becoming a miracle. Could you do that? You drill a well, it breaks out to about an average of 1,000 people that can come for the rest of their life daily and get water. We've saved the lives of millions of people one life at a time. Could you give a well? Could you give 10 people water? Maybe you give 2,400 and say, God, get somebody to match me. We got a well. Or 1,200, and God, give us three more. Just do what God impresses you to do. I want to send you something that really blesses us. Speak your name. This is one of our granddaughters. This is amazing. And if you know the Robertson family, Sadie's, this is her best friend. They lived together for years in the presence of God, just touching young people. Sadie continues to do it. Let me tell you something. The gift God gave Lainey, it is over. This is a devotional book. Any gift you make, we'll send it. We're going to send you the beautiful picture of refreshing. It's just beautiful. And it'll remind you of what you're doing. And then the divine servant bronze, if you can give 1,200 or more, or well. Would you right now, would you go online? Would you get your bank card and use it like a check? Or dial the number, use it like a check. If you make a check, make it to life. But let us know you're sending, because I'm believing God is going to give us those 350 wells. One well at a time, one gift at a time. You're giving life. Thank you.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed Pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
How old is she?
¿Cuántos años tiene?
68.
We were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, and I was amazed when we came to this water source to find this precious older lady washing your clothes, but then to also find out that this is also their source of water. This is also what they drink.
In the 6th chapter of Galatians, we are advised not to grow weary in well-doing. In my years of travel with Life Today, I've witnessed firsthand the well-doing of compassionate followers of Christ. Like this well in Eastern Europe, or this well in South Asia, or this well in East Africa. James and Betty, the legacy you started has impacted the lives of millions around the world. I know because I've seen the wells of life-giving water in communities that had been plagued with death. and you've been their advocate, even in the midst of your own pain and grief. Contaminated water continues to be a dangerous reality for some of the most vulnerable people on Earth.
Allí hay gripe, hay una dengue, que lo más el dengue es que estaba combatiéndome. Y una diarrea, una vas que nos niños, esto no debía, un dolor, yo estaba pasando un gran dolor en la barriga, estos días.
Grandmothers like Patrona must either give their grandchildren filthy drinking water or watch them die from dehydration. So I appeal to you, James, to you, Betty, and to your viewers, please do not grow weary in well-doing, because clean water changes everything, but only if we choose to give it.
Well, Tammy, I wanted to say something to you. You're such a treasure. I don't know how many of you watch know that she lost her husband. He drowned, and he was a great swimmer. No way to explain it. But she lost him, and they hadn't even been married long. Tammy, your beautiful expression of Jesus. Thank you for your love for him and your love for life today and the outreaches. But thank you for going all over the world to literally touch people. Precious people, the least of these, with the love of Jesus. And for those of you who are watching, she's able to go for the same reason the missionaries are able to be there. And all the workers, and yes, you paid for the drilling rigs. Your love did that drilled the wells. But now we're challenged to drill another 350, and we need a miracle. The love that sent Tammy there, the love that keeps the missionaries, relief workers, the drilling teams, all there, is made possible because of God's love through you. Betty, everyone watching us right now can help be the miracle for so many, just like that precious woman needed that for her village and her family, grandchildren. She wanted that. And we believe right now we are looking at the very people who can reach out like the hands of Jesus and become a miracle and provide the resources. Sometimes you can pay for a well yourself, but you can all join one cup of water at a time, $48, whatever you can give. That gives 10 people water. I believe if every person will just do what they can, we'll be able to drill the 350 wells in the areas right now that have been identified.
And you know, if you've helped us before, you know what a difference it makes. I would like for us all to be able to go away and express the praise and joy to God like Tammy did. Did you see her? Yes, God, way to go. That's what we want to do. Let's keep doing it, okay?
That is one of the most beautiful sights, I'm telling you. And you've seen us when we would go back where we put the manual pump. We don't put electric ones in. In many of the areas, they have very inconsistent power supplies. So we get it where even a child, a very young child, elementary age child, can make it work. And I mean, it's like going to one of these great resort parks, like we have Six Flags. I don't even know how they're going to handle that anymore, all these things. But the point is, you give them joy. You give them life. Would you right now, please, if you can give a well, they're 4,800, or a part of that well, and pray others join you, knowing that $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life, there's a level at which you can participate. $144 gives 30 people water. Would you right now go get your bank card and use it like a check? Would you do it? Go online. Many people give online. Thank you. That's immediately where we can let the missionaries and the drill teams know we got the resources. Or you can call the number, take that bank card, use it like a check, make the gift. If you want to write a check and put it in the mail, make it to life. That's how you make the check. But call us as others are calling to make a gift with that bank card. Let us know it's in the mail, because we need to let the drill teams know we got that covered, that covered, that covered, and keep them moving, because we're giving them water for life. Because of the water of life, they're going to see the love of the water of life and be introduced to it. Would you please right now go and make the gift? We have some gifts for you. I promise it'll be refreshing and a blessing to you. Thank you so much for sharing God's life and His love. Do it now.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty,
This is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, Betty, I just feel like every person that's ever experienced the love of God, you're experiencing and expressing it right now, the joy of expressing it. Speak Your Name. I promise you, hey, Lainey, it's bigger than you. It's God. Boy, did He do something in your sweetheart. Beautiful, beautiful granddaughter. Mom, thank you. We want to send you some gifts that'll bless you. You'll be refreshed. And I hope you'll get the bronze Divine Servant, because that's what we are for kingdom purpose. Thank you for watching Life Today. Thank you for giving water for life.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.